This is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento. Drive car of the year. Live from the Sporting Globe Bar and Grill, Robina, on the beautiful Gold Coast.
Wales last night, but it's not. What is your poll for Four Pines?
Well, my small poll, boys, is if we were to play a match each year in a major regional centre, where would we play it? And we've put up three choices, and you can pick something else. You can write something else, but we've got Newcastle, Wollongong, or the Gold Coast as choices on the small poll. The Gold Coast? Why not?
Hey, or our listeners, anyone that goes for New South Wales, I know what they're going to pick. Townsville. They'll want to go there again, that's for sure, Woody. That surface was amazing. Satch, you were actually up there.
I was.
And you get that on Twitter, the poll, before you have a chat with us. That's it. On Twitter, Sports Day NSW or Sports Day QLD. If we're going to play in a major regional centre, where should it be? So, Sats, it looked magnificent on the TV.
Yeah, it was amazing. It did it all justice as well. Those overhead shots were amazing of the Cowboys' home ground. But to actually see the amount of activity from all the rugby league locals and all the people that have travelled great distances to come to Townsville for that game. Not many New South Wales fans, probably 98% Queensland fans. They shut off Flinders Street. There was probably 8,000 to 10,000 people in Flinders Street watching big screens in Townsville as well. Now, we see the activity in and around the Caxton Street region and also all of Brisbane when Origin is in Brisbane. But to be able to contain it into one little area in Townsville was... It was great to see.
How good is that new stadium? And
27,500 people.
The proximity to the city is just—it's perfect.
Five-minute walk. It's 5-minute walk. Now, you know, with the 4 Pines small poll that Woogie has put up, I don't know whether we would go to another regional ground. But if so, I've always said I thought Newcastle would be an outstanding location. 32,000 people. The local team not going that great at the moment, the Knights. I think it's a really good shot in the arm for Newcastle Rugby League.
What about the Central
Origin
Coast?
Was taken there.
Amazing spot. Yeah. There's maybe not enough people. Well, someone has to tip the money in, don't they? I mean, that's what got it across the line. Even despite the fact Queensland were thrashed, I think Anastasia Palaszczuk would say, hey, money well spent. What a fantastic advertisement for North Queensland.
I think there's a lot of Queensland people that won't go anywhere near Townsville.
Oh, I don't
want
to go there.
So it might work in reverse from a tourism point of view.
Hey, we are at the live at the Sporting Globe at Robina. What a magnificent venue this is. Food and drinks, absolutely outstanding in this place. At any sporting event that's going on around the globe, it's on one of the 4,000 screens that we have here. And I can tell you, after doing my own poll, meeting our listeners that have turned up tonight, I don't think there's too many Queenslanders that have bothered after last night's thrash. Who's anyone here a New South Wales fan?
Oh, my God. Wow. And probably 80% of the room.
Queensland? We got one guy. You know what? And it's actually, I've got another theory. Because Woogie was helping with the selection of the listeners that send a text in.
Yeah,
and Woogs,
true.
I reckon you've just gone anyone that... Because you had to text in Queenslander or cattle dog.
Well, I thought...
I think the cattle dog's got it.
I wanted you to be around some class for once, mate.
All right. I'm just having a sip of my 4 Pines there. Bloody beautiful here at the Sporting Globe. Hey, we're going to take a look at game one, of course. Brad Fittler, Teddy, Paul Green, Daly Cherry Evans. We've got some comments from them to play as well. We'll give you our tips for round 14 throughout the night. Jared Wallace is kind enough to join us. Queensland State of Origin representative who's hurting as much as we are, and he's going to join us a little bit later on
good
in the program.
Good chance for him this weekend, Badge.
A good chance for him to impress. Yeah. We certainly need a bit of grunt up front. Now, we always have our songs to fire everyone up for the round.
Because usually there's a game on tonight.
There is, and it feels a bit weird to do it tonight, but Woogie has insisted that we do it. So, Sats, what do you come up with?
Well, we've started to come up with a theme. It's not really about firing each other up each week and the rugby league fans or the sporting fans. We've come up with a theme the last couple of weeks. Last week it was all around Peter Volandis and how he dominated the playing group in relation to...
The crackdown on the head highs.
The crackdown on the head highs. He says, I make the rules. I make the rules and this is the way it's going to be. Now, this week it's all about Origin and the result. So I'm going a classic from Aussie Crawl. Woogie, get ready to fire the button. They shut us down, didn't they? Shut down,
they
Aussie
did.
Crawl.
Good song, Sats.
Did we hear it?
Yeah, I'm just playing to you right now, mate.
But we're not hearing it. We're not hearing it. So mine is, well, thinking about that side, and I actually spoke to Andrew Voss this morning on one of his on his program, and he played this for me, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to be a sore loser. It is relevant. Have a listen to Elton.
I love it. This is one of my favourite songs, Badge. I'm going to vote for yours. Laughing like children.
Yeah,
great song.
That's why they call it the Blues. Woogie, what do you got?
Boys, I thought I've lost every week so far, and I thought, bugger this. I want a song that says blue and gets me pumped up. Midnight Blue from Lou Gramm. Listen to this, boys. What a great song.
How's that song go?
Midnight Blue.
That's how it goes.
Thank you. Oh,
wow. Righto, there you go. Okay, while you're singing, let's get to this.
Sports Day Sports Update.
Righto, here you go, boys.
Okay. Yeah, what's brewing for Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Now, before we hear from the coaches and some of the players, the contrasts in the two calls last night, of course, they're all pretty happy in the Blues camp. Because we have a couple of calls, a New South Wales call, a Queensland call.
And a neutral call.
And a neutral call.
Yep.
Have a listen to the Queensland call.
And now the clock winding down, 7 seconds to go. To'o will play the ball here.
You'll
for
have
New
to
South
guide
Wales.
Us through this, Woogie.
Or maybe you won't. There's the siren. It's all over. Game one. Comprehensive as it gets for New South Wales. Full time. New South Wales 50. Queensland 6.
Rightio. So Mark Braybrook and Scotty Sattler.
It was a pretty miserable room. Can I tell you also,
Brett Tate was there with you.
We're actually, our commentary box was right next to the New South Wales coaching box. So it was really intriguing to watch. To watch Brad Fittler and Craig Fitzgibbon and Greg Alexander just work as a coaching unit. Freddie, always so composed, even when they're only up 8-0, really composed. But every time that New South Wales scored, Brent Tate was just filthy, was throwing stuff. And so he put on a bit of a performance,
did he?
Brent Tate, in front of New South Wales.
Threw the dummy out of
coaching
the
coaching staff, yeah.
Yeah, well, the New South Wales call, as you can imagine, Jimmy Smith and co.
Yep, Brett Finch.
Brett Finch, they were pretty excited.
Cleary dummies, skipped through. Tedesco on the inside.
It's fifth dummy.
The Tommy T. He dummied the flick to Teddy, and then he flicked it to Tommy T, hit him on the chest. They scored a try. New South Wales will get 50.
All right, that's enough of that. I don't want to hear that again. Ever, I think. So
the funny thing about
all pumped
it is,
up.
It sounds like Brett Finch is excited because New South Wales won. But if you know Finchy, he's just excited 24 hours a day.
Mm.
So,
hey, didn't that fast track? You know, the people are talking about Woogie wasn't even watching it. He's pretended he has, but I don't think he did. Queensland bought the game. They'll win it for sure. They're playing in Townsville. They've got two games in
it's
a row.
Rigged.
But I did hear from Brandy Alexander saying, you know what, we think the fast, dry track in Townsville could suit our players better than the Maroons, and weren't they dead right?
I just think the Queensland in game two shouldn't play with blindfolds on. Because in that first set of six last night, Badge, we just knew straight away the style that Brad Fittler had and his coaching staff, also Brandy and Danny Badiris, Craig Fitzgibbon. You could tell the game plan that they were intending to play, which is all about just using their big outside backs and be really quick through the middle and just try and gas the big Queensland forwards out. That's what they did. First set of six, you just knew straight away that it was going to be a fast game and whether Queensland would have the players that have played enough game time to go with them. And that's the way that it played out was exactly the way that Brad Fittler would have intended. I don't think he ever would have envisaged a scoreline of that nature. But it was a tremendous performance, really well coached.
There have been some fantastic New South Wales sides over the years. And, you know, I do go back to that the game three in the year 2000 when they smashed Queensland and were throwing hand grenades. And that side was outstanding. I think this team could potentially be the best they've ever put out on the park. It's with that sort of performance, if they can back that up, and that's the key. I mean, we've seen sides play great games, but not across a series, not often.
Hmm.
Can they back it up? That's an outstanding team, isn't it? When they've, you know, they held their own in the forwards, maybe dominated us a little bit, but it was some of their outside backs that did the damage around the middle.
Brian Toto.
That's what hurt us. And Trbojevic in the middle. Well,
Brian Toto ran for 400 kilometres last night. So he created the most amount of damage. But Tommy Trbojevic, I can't think of a player that has such an individual presence and such an individual, just the influence that he has on not only a team like Manly, but the influence that he has on a team at State of Origin level. Like individually, if Tom Trbojevic doesn't play last night, yeah, I think New South Wales probably still win the game, but I don't think it's as the blowout that we saw. That's the influence that this guy has got at the moment. I've got to take my hat off to the Manly physiotherapist and medical staff. They got him ready and got him back on the field after that hamstring injury a number of weeks ago. Because he's come back a completely different... We knew how great he was. He's come back a completely different player and gone to another level.
Now, I don't think he's going to back up on Friday night. They've got a special game coming up for Bob Fulton. A tribute to Bozo, because it's their first home game since the great man passed away. But believe he's not going to back up Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, he may not back up. They're going to make a decision, but out of the players from Manly, it looks like that he may not back up. Now they've got Dylan Walker. They've got a few players coming back here and foreign, but it looks like he may not back up. It looks as though with Penrith that Nathan Cleary and Brian To'o may not back up as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
When it comes to your tipping this weekend, it all comes back to what players are willing to back up for their NRL side.
And Mo Fotuaika is going to miss a game. He entered an early guilty plea to a dangerous contact charge. So he's out of Origin. He's out of this game, this weekend's game as well. Hey, we're going to take a break. That's what's brewing for Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Sports Day with Badge and Setzer. And what is brewing here at the Sporting Globe is plenty of Four Pines, good food, good drinks. We'll take a break. Back soon with Robert Crash Craddock, senior sports journalist for the Courier Mail, and get his views on last night's game.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento, drive car of the year. Live from the Sporting Globe Bar and Grill, Robina, on the beautiful Gold Coast. This is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento, drive car of the year. Live from the Sporting Globe Bar and Grill, Robina, on the beautiful Gold Coast.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Badge and Sats here with you. And let's check in now with senior sports writer, journo at the Courier Mail, the one and only Crash, Robert Craddock. How are you, mate?
Good to speak to you, Badge and Sats. Mm. I'm suitably chastened by last night's result.
We all are. We all are. And we've been talking about it already. And the New South Wales fans, of course, are chuffed. They were absolutely outstanding last night. Geez, Queensland, look, I didn't think they were going to win. I thought they might go close, but did you see that coming at all?
No, although I have to say this, what I was aware of after going to Fox Sports and listening to a few of the league boys down there over the last few weeks was the absolute disenchantment of the Blues team with their effort in Game 3 last year. And so often you find it that Origin is a game about rebounding, Badge, isn't it? And Darren Lockyer pointed out a few weeks ago that Queensland's big upset victories in series have inevitably been followed by losses the next year to a rejuvenated and suitably chastened New South Wales. So, look, there was many threads from last night's loss, many lessons, weren't there? Like playing injured players, you know, AJ Brimson was you know, and Dane Gagai in hospital for 3 days. Ah, look, this is a great New South Wales team, and you've almost got to be cherry ripe to beat them, haven't you?
You do. And Queensland, unfortunately, there's not that many choices to some of those players. I mean, I know New South Wales picked a wonderful side, but sometimes you look at it and you go, gee, there's a lot of players they left out. That's very rarely the case for Queensland, where you go, gee, there's a few players unlucky. So Yeah, when you've got a few players injured and maybe coming back from suspension, your preparation is not always great, and I don't think it was great for Paul Green in his first foray into the coaching ranks at Origin.
No, well, I think several of the players couldn't train for a few days, and that was the worry, given that this New South Wales team, not only were they great, but they had no injuries whatsoever. And I guess, Baz, the chastening thing is, they had the chance also to use some of Queensland's old narratives, such as, I mean, Queensland snatched the game in Townsville, Paul Green snatched the Ville Hotel, the best hotel in town, and so the Blues loved sliding it into the narrative of, oh, yeah, this is a stitch up, these blokes. This is a great joke. What are we doing up here anyway? And they got the fast surface they wanted. So, and the worry for Queensland is, I guess, that their key players are about Nathan Cleary's 23 years old. Trbojevic, he's, 23. So there was a real sense that we could be seeing the start of something special from the Blues. I hate saying that, but it's been said many times every time they win a match. But this was a bit different, wasn't it, Badge and Sats? This was a bit special. This was high-level State of Origin performance that we've rarely seen the likes of.
Yeah, in hostile territory, like you're saying. Now, you mentioned Tommy Trbojevic, Crash. Have you seen a player that has such an influence on one team, like he does with Manly, and then comes into the New South Wales side and has the influence that he has?
No, not at all. And, I remember listening to a bookmaker explain it a few weeks ago, in that they do, points differentials on how important a player is to a team. And he's the highest they've ever had at about a 14-point difference to Manly, which is just staggering. You think of that in a game of rugby league. Some teams are flat out scoring 14 points. So what worries me from a Queensland perspective is that over the years, Queensland has seen and negated, Baz, you saw this in your area, many outstanding players like Laurie Daly, even Bob Fulton in pre-Origin. There's times when they shut down the great Bozo and these terrific centre pairings, Michael O'Connor, they hustled and bustled their way out of it. However, in this current team, if you focus on Trbojevic, it just lets, I mean, Mitchell runs off the leash, doesn't he? And then you've got Brian Toe on the wing making 250 metres. So the threats are coming from everywhere. And that's what worries me, is that it's not just one champion, it's about three or four. So I don't envy him trying to pick the team for game two.
Yeah, you wrote a good story today, Crash, also around the selections for the Queensland side and how a lot of those selections, Broncos, Titans, Cowboys players, reflects what sort of season they're having also to date.
Oh, and look, let's be frank. Sometimes club form doesn't feed into Origin. But how big was the confidence of the Penrith boys for New South Wales? And I'm just off the phone to Pete Bedell, who said the same thing. He said, mate, couldn't you sense the buoyancy of Brian Toto from Penrith, of Cleary from Penrith, of Luai from Penrith, as opposed to, the generally flat Queensland team? Now, Sats, I've had a couple of people challenge that story, and one bloke said, oh, hang on, mate, the Broncos only had one player, Xavier Coates, in the Queensland team. And I said, that's what I'm getting at. When the Broncos are riding high in the saddle, they're feeding four or five informed players into Queensland team, whereas, it was just Xavier Coates, and he looked like a guy out of form. I think he'd be lucky to hold his place. Then the guy said to me, hang on, mate, you're forgetting that the Titans had four or five guys in the Origin, They did a really good job. And I said, yeah, but here's the thing. They're plotting the Titans and they're still getting players in Origin. What you want in Origin is Penrith. Like, basically, they went, 27 games undefeated and feeded six totally informed players into the New South Wales team. That's the sort of representation you want, isn't it? Not the Titans having a patchy season and still providing three or four players.
Cowboys as well, not going that well, Crash. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Hey, let's take our allegiances out of it, Queensland, New South Wales, and look at the game from this point of view of a spectacle. It looked magnificent before kickoff and during the game with the aerial shots that I was watching on telly, and Sats was up there. He might be able to talk about that. But if you're a casual rugby league fan, let's face it, we get a few million extra eyes watching State of Origin. they would have been impressed with that brilliant open game. Very few stoppages. Like, there was none of the dirty stuff. No one trying to milk penalties. No, you know, not a lot of head highs. It was a fantastic spectacle of a game.
It was beautiful, Badge. And what gave a particular charm was this new rule that the six again, it's just opened up nicely, didn't it? And that was the benefit of it. Mm. And I think soon enough, we will have one of the great State of Origin Classic games where 28 plays 24, because you can tell how quick the game was for that rule alone. There wasn't the milking. The players kept their words. They was played in a good spirit. The head high tackles, they weren't really, you know, they didn't have a great presence. So it was wonderful. I'm wondering, Phil Rothfield has suggested that Newcastle would be a great stop for the Origin and that would really sparkle. And if you can get your government to tip in, I mean, the Queensland government put in $8 million and that helped them offset the lack of ticket sales, 27,000 capacity. But it had a beautiful look. And you think of what we can compare it to. It was going to be a half-full MCG. The ticket sales at the MCG for the opener were not great. It wouldn't have had 10% of the flavour of that game.
For sure. Mm. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk, I suppose, Crash, she paid $8 million for Queensland to play Penrith last night.
And get beaten by 44 points.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about moving forward, Crash, when it comes to selections? New South Wales, they were without Angus Crichton, you've got to remember as well, who was out, suspended. But when it comes to Queensland, you know, I'm thinking Josh Kerr, is it Hamisai Tabuai-Fido? But I think it's not about the exciting attacking players that Queensland can possibly put in. It's more about
bolstering the middle, I think.
Bolstering defence.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who have we
well,
got?
Well, Papali, I guess, comes back too, doesn't he, from suspension, and so hopefully will Ponga from injury. But there's not a lot there. You mentioned the hammer there. One thing he uses is very quick. He's a big body. I know that there's concerns that he could be too young and a bit raw for it, but at some stage you've got to go shopping for a hero. Reece Walsh is an interesting one, isn't he? From, you know, the guy who was going to play the entire season for the North Devils if Auckland hadn't plucked him from the Broncos. There's one little query on Reece, and that I understand that one of the reasons he was let go to the Warriors is he had two concussions very early in the season. If he gets a third, his season is over. That's why the Broncos are a little bit cautious about him. Mm. But you're right, there's a not a lot there. Queensland has a history of giving their players one last chance. We must remember they did win the series last year. So we could have a few one last chances at Suncorp Stadium where they just say, look, we're worried about it. This is a champion New South Wales team, but you've just got to go off tap and somehow see if you can snatch this one. Badge, do you sense many changes?
I sense there'll have to be a few.
I think Josh Kerr will come in.
Josh Kerr and Cohen Hess, I think, has played some great football around the middle. He could tighten them up a little
young
bit there.
Young and fast.
I think there could be. And as I'm with you, I hope Queensland gets Caelan Ponga back. That'll certainly help. But I remember what Caelan did when he first got called in a few years ago, and they played him around the middle. It was like a lock and came on. Reece Walsh, perhaps that spark off the bench could do something special for Queensland as well. You never know. A la maybe more like Matty Bowen when he did it.
Can I say, Crash and Badge, I think Jerome Luai's effort last night and his attitude towards Origin, which was a carefree, I don't care where I'm playing, sends a significant message to any young, brash, confident player that's willing to play. And
that doesn't always work in Origin.
Depends on the personality.
In an open game like that, it did, and on a fast track. Yeah, but you're right, Crash, that fast track, they cashed in, didn't they, the Blues?
Oh, they did. And look, everyone's under pressure. I mean, Paul Green, the coach, would be numb over what's happened. And, you know, he has his own challenges because, obviously, the coaches that tend to do well in Origin historically are the guys with what you might call an aura. You know, Wayne Bennett appeared from nowhere last year and snatched a series. Mel Meninga walks into a dressing room, heads turn. I mean, it's almost his presence, isn't it, as much as what he's saying. Phil Gould for New South Wales. So That's the challenge, isn't it, for Paul? Is you can't manufacture an aura, but he's just a different style of coach. And he did say it after the game. I was surprised to hear it. He sort of said, I felt I could have bonded a bit better with the team. And that's a major concession. I admire him for saying it. But historically, and Badge, you've played in a lot of Origin teams, the aura of the coach, it seems to be in that short-term coaching environment, it really matters.
It means a lot, yeah. Yeah, and I remember when Arthur Beetson came back into the fold in the late 80s when I was there after a stint earlier on, and definitely there was an aura there. I'm just looking at Amazon and trying to find a 5'2" aura for Paul Green, but none for sale today. We'll have to. Hopefully it'll appear. Hopefully he'll get the best out in him. And well done, Freddie Fittler in the Blues. No doubt at all. That was a magnificent performance. Crash, we've got to let you go, mate. Crash Craddock from the Courier Mail. We really appreciate your time on Sports Day.
It's always a pleasure, guys. We could talk forever. Thanks for having us on.
This is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year, live from the Sporting Globe on the Gold Coast. We'll be back soon with our hot topic.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year. Live from the Sporting Globe Bar and Grill, Robina, on the beautiful Gold Coast.
Now, hot topic time.
Well, we're going straight into the hot topic, Sats.
The hot topic is I can't eat one more chicken wing.
I know. How good is the food and the beers, the Four Pines? Am I allowed to have a beer on the job? I'm just hiding that kind of behind
actually,
in case
you
the boss
are. I think
in.
Actually it's part of our contract.
Is it?
You're not allowed to.
Yeah, well, that's non-alcoholic. Is
okay.
That all right?
Yeah, that's all
yeah,
right.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome everyone to the Sporting Globe. It's great to have our listeners down here and great to have our listeners on board. And, of course, the New South Wales fans listening in tonight are much more happy and were all day today than I was and most NRL fans. But how? Let's put aside the result, which was a magnificent win to the Blues. Put it aside, what a spectacular sight Queensland Country Bank Stadium was. Sats, you were up there. We've spoken about how great it was and that new stadium and, being right just about on the fringe of the city. The question is, the hot topic, in fact, it's also our Woogies for... is small pole for small pine for Four Pines, should a match each year be played in a major regional centre, such as, well, not just Townsville, Newcastle, Wollongong, the Goldie, Central Coast. How's it going, Woogie, with that poll?
Mate, unbelievable at the moment. Massive support for Newcastle. Well over 60%. So there you go.
Wow.
Hey, what's in your glass, by
the
way?
Well, that was some people. It's light, non-alcoholic beer.
Okay. Mm. Right, it doesn't sound like it.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Sats, we're talking about these places, Newcastle and Townsville last night and maybe the Gold Coast or Wollongong, Central Coast, instead of the big cities, the big payers.
Shouldn't happen.
Adelaide or Perth or Melbourne.
For the sake of the argument, yeah.
Well, I guess the question is, should the NRL put money and new horizons in those centre places that aren't hardcore rugby league cities, should they put that ahead of goodwill to the real fans, the fans, all those fans that in Townsville, North Queensland, that would never get a chance to go to an Origin game, but did. And we'll talk about that forever.
Unprecedented.
Should we put that ahead
of... And there's going to be years to come when a lot of people that attended that game last night, whether you're a Queensland or New South Wales fan that says, I was there the day State of Origin was played...
In Townsville.
Yeah. So, and one, because of the result, two, because it was so momentous, the day itself. Being
there's,
up there...
There's hundreds of thousands of Californians that talk about the day that the game went to Long Beach.
Yeah. That's the same...
There's actually about 800 fans.
Is that the same trip that Alfie come third in a bodybuilding competition?
Yes. Yeah.
But the sights at Queensland Country Bank Stadium last night, outstanding. If you've never been there, it's much like Bankwest Stadium in Sydney. The stands are very high,
steep,
straight over the top of the play. You're very close to the action. There's not a bad seat in the house. I love the concept of taking it to the regional spaces, but I just think a game of this nature has to be in front of maximum exposure from a crowd accessibility point of view. You know, you got Wollongong, Newcastle, Gold Coast, Central Coast, you said, which is only 21,000 people. And I know it sends a really good message, and we take it to some of the areas that never get the ability to reach out and touch Origin. But if you had to have a choice out of the three that Woogie's put up, I think Newcastle, and I thought Newcastle would have been a great option for this one also, which allows it to go New South Wales, Queensland, New South Wales in relation to the three games. Now we're going Townsville, Suncorp, and it's not going to play in favour of Queensland, of course.
What about
two games in a row now?
What about somewhere wet to bring New South Wales back to the field?
Do you know what?
Give us a chance on a slippery night.
Big, thick ground. Do you reckon they should take the games to Seaford Oval again?
Seaford Oval.
Remember?
Seaford Oval.
Seaford Oval was horrible. The grass used to go over the top of your ankles. Yeah. You used to have to wear the big French cap
and
boots.
And we loved it.
Are they?
They're ribs.
Are they ribs?
Yeah, your wife ordered the ribs. That's...
Wow. That's
amazing. Come, you got to bring your wife. And
boys,
I didn't.
Boys, concentrate, please. Sorry,
where are we at? I think we agree. We would love to see it. It's always going to be a question of money. And I understand, given the finances of the NRL, the hit that every code took last year during COVID, that is a consideration. And when the Queensland government stumped up $8 million to take this game to Townsville, I think they didn't have much choice other than to do that.
Can I say, and I'd like to get the listeners' opinions and also the people here at the Sporting Globe, 0477 736 736. Would you take a game to Auckland, New Zealand, to say thank you to the Warriors and the New Zealand Rugby League? What
no,
they've done
thumbs
for the
down,
NRL?
Thumbs down. No. That's a big no from everyone. Obviously,
I am
no
so
Kiwis
disappointed
here.
The empathy.
Hang
of
on,
our
there's
rugby
one fan.
Fans.
No, it's your wife, the Kiwi.
Yeah, she's a Kiwi.
She's saying yes. All right, that's the number 0477 736 736. Send us a text. What do you think? Should a match each year be played in a major regional centre? This is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year. Hey, when we come back, a Racing Queensland update, and we're going to chat with Gold Coast front rower, could be a State of Origin front rower again very soon, Jared Wallace. Back soon.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the Kia Sorento. Drive Car of the Year. Now on Sports Day, time for a Racing Queensland update with Chris Nelson. The TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival has arrived.
Nelso is on the phone, raring to go. He's got tips for us. He's got news for us. How are you, Chris?
I couldn't be better, Jase. We're only, 48 hours away from, the big day on Saturday with the Stradbroke and the Atkins and a ripping support card as well. It's going to be a massive day's racing, and I hope to see you out there.
Mate, is this like the grand final for Racing Queensland? Is this their grand final on Saturday?
It is. Yep, it's the jewel in the crown, the pinnacle of the winter carnival is Stradbroke Day every single year. It's a little bit different this year. We don't have the Derby. We had that as a separate day a couple of weeks ago, but it takes nothing away from the day. So we get to see Zaki as well. We've got the Brisbane Cup. It's all there.
All righty. I've got some stuff I wanted to... Well, we'll get to your tips first. What do you like this weekend? What should we maybe have a little dibble on responsibly?
Well, it's a tough day. Very tough day. Always is. But I think the best is race 7, number 2, Converge. Now, this is in the JJ Atkins for the 2-year-olds. I think the Sire's Produce form of a couple of weeks ago will stand up well here. Converge, Port Louis and Tiger of Malay. But Converge was the unlucky runner. The extra 200 metres won't prove any issue at all. So I'm pretty keen he'll be winning. So race 7, number 2 is my best of the day. If you're looking for others, it's tough. Tough to nail one. I'll suggest Vega 1 each way in the Stradbroke, but there's a million chances in that race.
Actually, on Port Louis, Hugh Bowman rides Port Louis, and he's chasing his 100th Group 1 victory. That's incredible.
Yes, you're dead right. He certainly is. A lot of those Group 1s would have come up on the Super Mare, the Champion Mare Winks, of course. But, 100, gee, that's a nice milestone if you can get it, isn't it?
Yeah, what about 95 of those victories were on Winks? Only three other jockeys have done this before, mate. Who are they?
That's a very good question, but I know the answer, but I'd rather hear it from you.
No, come on, you're the expert, mate. You take the glory. Well, George Moore, obviously.
Yes.
Damien Oliver, and who's the third? You don't know.
Can you give me a clue?
Yeah, first name is Jim, surname Cassidy.
The pumper.
The pumper. Only three other jockeys, mate. That's a huge feat, 100 Group 1 victories.
Well, I think there's another guy closing in on that as well, and that's Glenn Boss. I think for the top of my head, he's got about 92, so he'll be trying to crack the 100 as well in the next couple of years.
All right, mate. It's going to be a big day of racing this weekend at Eagle Farm. Mate, the TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival has arrived. Head to queenslandwintercarnival.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jace.
Right, boys, Chris Nelson there. Over to you back at the Sporting Globe.
Yes, at Robina on the Gold Coast. Fantastic to be here and just trying to get one of these little wet ones out, Sats, because the ribs just magnificent. Our special guest is joining us here, Gold Coast Titans, Queensland front rower, Jared Wallace, has been kind enough to drop by. Jared, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, boys. Thank you for having
me. Can I just say, I've known Jared since he was in nappies. His dad and I have been close friends for 30
Did
years.
Did you ever help Dad with that job?
Well, yeah. I wanted to bring up with him because he wet the bed until he was 14.
How did you know that? I can't believe he told you.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. I heard there was ribs down here too, so I just thought I'd come down for a good feed. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you've got to be careful about what you say about the Queensland side last night because you're still a player and you don't want to also be critical of players. But how did you see last night play out?
Oh, mate, New South Wales were just red hot last night. They just absolutely dominated through the middle. They dominated on the edges. Like, it was really hard to watch, you know. Like, I was super disappointed for the boys sitting there at home, so I can only imagine how they felt. And I can imagine, you know, the way they would have been feeling up there in front of a packed Queensland stadium and just been... it's such a big week and such a big hype that they would have been gutted to put that sort of performance in. But the best part about it, 3-game series. We'll see you in game two.
It is, Jared. Look, I struggled for a long time, and I know a lot of players do when you finish playing, that you want to be out there. And I got over it really quickly at club level, but whenever an Origin came up, yeah. For many years I was just, I really did it tough. And I'm just, you know, still wear my heart in my sleeve as far as the Maroons go. But when you're fit and healthy... and you don't get picked, that must hurt. Is fire burning there for you to get back? How was that, you know, a couple of weeks ago when they put the squad together?
No, it does burn, you know, and especially for that, you know, Maroon jersey, you know, every little boy wants to play for Queensland. And, you know, when you get one taste, you just never want to let it go. And then I remember last year, you know, not getting picked in that in the squad. I remember talking to my wife, and she said, you know, will you sit down and you watch the game? I was like, nah, I don't want to do it. I was angry and I was upset. And then when it come down to game, I was like, oh, we got the footy tonight. We better sit down and watch it, you know, order pizza or something. So, no, it was. It was super hard to sit down and watch the boys lose like that and cop a beat, especially when, you know, I think we had 4 or 5 of our own boys in there. It was hard to watch. So, I feel for them.
You're ready to go, mate. I think your form's been better this year than last year. Like, you just seem to have... And I know you... I did read where you said you had some injury concerns, but you just didn't put it together as well as you would have liked last year, but you've hit the ground running this time.
Yeah, no, it was a tough year last year. Obviously, you know, losing, you know, all the time and then getting injuries, and it just really took a mental toll on me, I think. But I built a really good relationship with Justin there on the field, and he's really helped me get the confidence back in, you know, in my football side of it. And my wife and that's done a fantastic with off the field, you know, taking so much pressure off me there to make sure I'm getting my body right every week. And I'm just back to loving my footy again, you know. We're having a great start of the season, you know, not quite where we'd like to be. Obviously a bit of a roller coaster with a few losses and that we would have liked to have won, but I'm just loving it. Yeah, like I can't say too much more about that. I'm like a little kid again, just enjoying his footy. Yep.
Jared, how does Justin Holbrook react to losses, especially back-to-back losses?
He's actually quite calm. Probably 2 weeks ago, you know, you could really see his disappointment. He was angry. It was the first time I've probably heard him raise his voice outside of training, you know, because he really does try and, you know, kind of see how the boys are feeling, and you know, the boys, obviously they're already disappointed, they're already angry at themselves, and yeah, you know, we train super hard all week to put a good performance on the field, and then when you don't, You know, it's hard to cop, but even he, against that Sharks game, even he couldn't, you know, let his feelings hold back there, and he was super disappointed.
I think you're having one of your best seasons, I think, in your career. And as you get older, you've got to add some extra strings to your bow. I mean, as we get older, we get slower, so you've got to find something different in the game. And we've all been through it.
Yep.
I've noticed you've been doing a lot of ball playing before the line. I think it's been outstanding, your form. And was that a conscious decision for you to enter that more into your game, or was it a decision between you and Justin Holbrook?
No, I don't think it's like I've always had it in my game, but I think Justin and the two Jimmies have really just come up with a game plan that suits my style of football. You know, again, it comes down to I'm confident in that to, you know, throw that pass when I want to, or, you know, and to have the confidence of the coaches backing me to pass, you know, when I see something or play, you know, that football style vision in front of me. So it's just really good. But, you know, I've also got guys like Big Tino and Jimmy Jolliffe and, you know, Sam McIntyre, you know, Mo pushing into holes, you know, running strong lead lines and just pushing into holes like AJ does. You know, you just got to give him the footy when you see something.
Jared, I'm just going to read out a text here from one of our listeners, Sporty Gav, a regular from Newcastle. He says, I was pleased with Daniel Saifidi's game last night, especially scoring that try under the post. You'd have played a bit of footy against Daniel Saifidi.
Yep.
Payne Haas, they've got some weapons up in the middle there, haven't they, that are hard to contain?
They are, mate. They're very, you know, they're big boys. They're agile, they're fast, you know, they're aggressive. So, you know, I think, you know, the way Damian Cook obviously seen that vision last night and seeing AJ standing on the line between two big boys, you know, any good number nine would have put his big boy straight over AJ. At the end of the day, you know, AJ's a smaller guy. He plays fullback and things like that, and he just needed to do his best. And unfortunately, you know, Daniel was just good enough to score the try.
Yeah, and how difficult, mate, is that when the other side gets on a roll like the Blues did?
Yeah.
Quick answer. How difficult is that when the scoreline's getting away from you?
Oh, mate, it's super, especially with the new rule changes and the six agains and things like that. It's hard enough to do it as it is. So.
Rightio, good stuff. Jared
good stuff,
Wallace.
Well, thank
hey,
you.
No really worries. Thank you for joining us, mate.
Hey, good luck against the Roosters.
Have you got the Roosters this week?
Yeah, 3 p.m. Seabus Super Stadium.
Oh, beautiful. So, fans will get along. Rightio, this is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year. Badge and Sats at the Sporting Globe at Robina.
This is Sports Day for the Kia Sorento, Drive Car of the Year. Live from the Sporting Globe Bar and Grill, Robina, on the beautiful Gold Coast.